Welcome to Monday Mentor, a Write Medicine podcast series where we explore strategies and insights to help medical writers like you succeed in your business. I'm your host, Alex Housen, and today we're diving into the world of niche specialization, specifically focusing on the rewards and risks of becoming a specialized CME medical writer. Many medical writers start their freelance journey as generalists. We take on a broad spectrum of work across various therapeutic areas and project types. I did this for sure. And in the early days of my freelance medical writing business, I edited, wrote, researched, and synthesized information for lots of deliverables like white papers, reports, needs assessments, slide decks, monographs, manuscripts, book chapters, and a whole bunch of other things. My clients included nonprofit organizations in public health, startups in biotech, providers in continuing medical education, academics, and individuals who contracted me via guru.com. This generalized approach can help you gain experience and discover your interests, but for some of us, especially over time, it can lead to frustration, inconsistent revenue, and cognitive overload. I've definitely been there, and I know how overwhelming those feelings can be. And that's where nourishing a niche or a niche comes in. By focusing your energy and resources on a specialized area, like continuing medical education, you can crack the client mindset code, streamline your client acquisition, build your authority, generate higher revenue, and optimize your marketing efforts. So let's break that down. First, client mindset. I hear from CME clients again and again how difficult it is to find quality medical writers who understand accredited CME. And by this, they mean writers who appreciate the function and purpose of a needs assessment, who are adept at storytelling, who are familiar with the ethical and regulatory guardrails that shape CME content. When you specialize in CME, then you are able to more consistently discuss your client's needs in a way that demonstrates your expertise. Second, when you nourish a niche, you can streamline your client acquisition. When you develop a deep understanding of the CME landscape, you become the go-to writer for clients seeking specialized expertise. You'll establish clients that know, like, and trust you and your work, and they become more likely to offer not only repeat work, but also pull you into other projects that stretch you. You can become more of a partner or a collaborator than simply the freelance hire. And this leads to repeat business, referrals, and the ability to command higher rates for your services. Third, build your authority. When you develop a niche, you'll also deepen your knowledge and skills. Your subject matter expertise and familiarity with terminology, audience, or deliverables will make it much easier to establish credibility with prospects and clients and enhance demand for you as the go-to writer in your selected niche. Word of mouth will work in your favor, and your reputation will lead you to better clients, more substantial projects, and repeat business. There's a pattern here, right? Fourth, generate higher revenue. Your specialized skills and niche concentration increase your ability to generate more revenue for your business. As a specialist, you can ask for higher rates. And as a specialist, you'll also indirectly generate higher revenue because you'll spend less time on research and pre-work for any given project. And it'll also be easier for you to stay updated in your specific niche. And fifth, optimize your marketing. Nourishing a niche is the secret sauce that helps you market your services. When you know your niche, you're better equipped to identify and talk to prospective clients using language that resonates with them and demonstrates deep understanding of their pain points. When you're clear about your niche, your marketing will be crystalline and more consistent. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Won't specializing in CME limit my opportunities and lead to content repetition? Generalist medical writers often say they thrive on client, project, and deliverable diversity, and assume that a niche will narrow their content pool, potential for professional growth, and content scope. And there's always a possibility of that. It's true that when you're nourishing a niche, you're definitely saying no to a broad, undefined pool of potential clients. You'll always see appealing opportunities that make you feel as though you're missing out. And nourishing a niche can also lead to content repetition or to projects that lack variety and bore you. If your niche is well established, over time you could also hit a rate ceiling. Your skills could stagnate and it could prove challenging to move out of your niche. And of course, niches are subject to the vagaries of market demand and could even become obsolete. But here's my take. When you say yes to every project under the sun, and you follow your interest to take on projects that whet your appetite or tickle your fancy, there's a danger you're going to end up feeling scattered, frazzled, unanchored, and exhausted. And my guess is that you'll also be undercharging and your bank account will suffer. In contrast, by being intentional about your niche, you can find projects that align with your skills, energy, and values. And niches aren't set in stone. They evolve over time and they allow you to grow and adapt as a writer. So how can you find your CME niche? Start by assessing your existing skills, interests, and revenue streams. Chances are you're already working on projects that could form the foundation of a niche. And really, you don't need to narrow your focus too much. A niche can be focused without being restrictive. It's all about honing in on the opportunities that bring you joy, satisfaction, and financial stability. So when and how do you find a niche? Here are some signs that it might be a good time for you to consider developing a niche. First, you've gained enough general experience and you're ready to specialize. And niches often develop after 2 or 3 years in the field. Second, you consistently get positive feedback on certain types of projects. This might indicate that you have particular strengths that are suitable for a niche. Third, certain topics or therapeutic areas or disease states or policy areas spark your interest every time. And this is a passion that could point to a great niche area. Fourth, you feel burnt out on variety and you want to focus your skills. Niches do help to streamline your work. Fifth, you have a unique background or specialized training that you can leverage. For example, a registered nurse could niche in nursing education. Sixth, you struggle to effectively market a generalist profile, but you could stand out in a niche. Seven, you have ideas for innovative services but need a focused target audience. A niche will help you define your ideal client. Eight, you want better work-life balance. Niches allow you to be more selective about projects. Nine, you feel bored, restless, or ready for a new challenge. A niche definitely shakes things up. 10, I think this is a big one right now. The medical writing market feels a little bit saturated. Specializing gives you an edge. 11, you want higher pay. Experts in certain niches can charge premium rates. 12, trends in healthcare provide new niche opportunities. The key is to choose a niche purposefully based on your abilities and interests rather than defaulting into one. And timing will depend on your career stage and goals. If you want some ideas on how to identify your niche, grab my niche discovery checklist. The link is in the show notes. And if you're ready to take your medical writing business to the next level and explore the world of CME specialization, visit my website, www.alexhausen.com, to access resources, training, and support designed specifically for aspiring CME writers. As a CME writing expert, I'm passionate about helping fellow medical writers like you find your niche and thrive in this rewarding field. Thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentor. Next up on the Write Medicine podcast, accreditation expert Susan Yarbrough shares insights on what's going on in European CME. Until next time, keep writing, keep learning, and keep nourishing your niche.